Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
God knows. I am
reincarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on. I need to hug my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That Kamasi. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off. I get off at my feet.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball on WIP tonight. 7:15 first pitch. Jesus Luzardo versus, what's his name, Schwellenbach?
Yeah, he's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty nasty.
Yeah, well, he's basically Grant Holmes, except better. So yeah. Grant Holmes shut him down for a good portion of that game last night.
Yep.
Now, they did a good job working. They got him to like 90-some pitches in four innings, which was good. But yeah, Schwellenbach's pretty nasty.
Let's get to that top five at five, Jeff.
So as always, we're always monitoring the morning show, hearing what they're saying. And the morning show had a lot of ridiculous. It's only Thursday, but in 4 days,
this week.
Are you trying to win the belt
as a show?
As a show,
Wow. We have the belt as a show. Everyone, everyone knows that. So what I have for you is the five most ridiculous things I heard on the morning show this week. Number five, a tasty cake. Dom brought this up last segment, but listen to just. Like they're starting to get a little personal with some of the shots on the morning show.
None of these guys believe in me. Rhea is rooting for me.
I have no belief in you.
100%.
I'm sorry.
Richie's so zero. Oh,
and I don't have that much belief in Jack Fritz, but you know.
So, but that shows you how low you think of me.
You guys are down there. But your bar is like so low, it's beneath. Yeah. It's submerged. It's buried.
Okay. Well,
I
hope it goes better than
buried bar. I hope it goes better for you than I expect.
I hope so
Joe
too.
Joe can
but
psychologically destroy Fritz.
Rich, well, that's my thing.
That might be true.
I agree with that, Rhea.
Yep.
Because there's a big.
I think it can be mentally beat.
There's a big baby thing in there.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, very sensitive sort.
Very sensitive, yes.
And where's DK coming from? DK's out of control.
DK got in there with a thin can shot.
John, that is his vulnerability.
That's all part of the competition, isn't it?
Glint of hope that this.
No, I already knew it.
Wow, that was a lot there, Fritz.
Well. I know.
You are a sensitive guy.
But listen, I think we're all sensitive. Also, I'm the one on the show who makes fun of whenever you guys get all emotional. I don't, you know, with the appreciate you.
Oh.
I mean, everyone else is crying. They make everyone cry. And again, where's the camera and this toughness? You know, acting like he's been. Now, I don't like that Rube was able to smell it. Maybe that's why he didn't draft me back in 2012. You know what I mean? I don't like that he could. I just listen. I'm obviously, a little softy, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't like that people can like smell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got to toughen up. You got to start. This is the only thing that my only worry with this thing is that you're not like, you work a lot, but you're not like a, like, what I want is the 8-minute mile, Fritz. I want you to treat this like the camera's an actual
threat. Yeah, we're trying to get you locked in.
Yeah, I want you to really prepare, and I'm worried that you're just going to try to, like, drift in there on, I'm a much better athlete than him anyway, right. And he's really going to prepare, and you have to destroy him.
But I don't think he's really going to prepare.
I think he is.
I don't think he is. There's more on this tape that we'll get to that would suggest that maybe I'm in the clear there.
I just think you got to prepare.
Yeah. The fourth most ridiculous thing I heard on the morning show this week is, once again, how much money are we paying the camera? I mean, listen to this hoity-toityness from the morning show host.
So anyway,
you don't know what the panini you were eating for breakfast was?
I did not know what it was.
How is that possible?
I mean, it was, I don't,
you
roast
don't
beef,
know what you're
steak,
eating for breakfast?
It was something in there. Roast
beef. Did you buy it?
I did, but I did not request it.
Hold on. How does that work?
I know.
You that bought would... food. You didn't know what it was, but you ate it.
I got a chef that drops food off, and I take whatever is given.
No.
That's pretty highfalutin.
That's as highfalutin as highfalutin gets.
I didn't want to say that.
Well, look.
He's got a chef.
Look, this guy, you know, I don't have kids, but I do have a wife and have a house. But this guy is not married, living in an apartment.
Yeah.
That he doesn't even, you know, that he gets his girlfriend to clean or whatever. No disrespect for her. Mom does the laundry.
Yeah. He's kind of like an 18-year-old, just happens to be a 46-year-old.
That's a chef that drops off food.
Well, he obviously doesn't cook. Oh. So it's probably one of these people that prepares his meals.
Well, so... If he has somebody preparing healthy meals for him,
right.
Why does he look
like that
the way he does?
Well, did we say they were healthy meals or they're just meals?
I think that's where it started, in somebody getting him healthy meals because he's having all those stomach issues.
Right.
But he doesn't, forgetting about like the general shape of him, he like even his color is like he's sort of
like
sickly.
Yeah. He looks sickly.
Yeah.
All the time.
He looks like from Scooby-Doo. The
Shaggy.
He's got like a sort of, you know, like he's been in the basement for days and weeks. That's the sort of color that's going on with him.
He was a hostage?
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, he looks like he was held hostage.
That sounds healthy. Speaking of healthy, he also detailed his wild and crazy Saturday night when he tried to go to McDonald's at 11:30 at night. 11:30 at night. Listen to this back and forth.
I have never before seen what I saw Saturday night. I don't know the exact time. Maybe 11:30, 11:15. I don't know what it was. There were at least 20 cars in the parking lot. I would tell you probably 30.
Was your car one of them?
Yes, but I never got to the front of the line. So I know that part's not good, John. I acknowledge that. But
what were you doing, man?
I wanted to eat McDonald's.
Too busy.
Well, no, I wasn't going to wait
for... eating McDonald's at like 11:30
at night. It's not smart. I get that. Yeah. I acknowledge that. I cede to the court my
culpability. Isn't there a college right there?
Well, there is, but so. I'm telling you, it was like 30 cars, and they were lined up. And then there were others waiting, and then there were others trying to weave their way into the line, and then, like, me and Amy are trying to, with an Uber driver, trying to weave our way through to get out the other side.
You had an Uber go to McDonald's? Oh, my God. It keeps getting worse.
Yes.
It's like everything you say is worse.
Well, you flip the guy an extra $5 or $10, and you get your Mickey D's.
This is unbelievable.
But I'm just telling you, if you guys saw this line, you would be like, something done add up here.
Huh.
It just...
That is strange.
Was it a high school kid, like, people getting together?
I don't know, but what, again... Do you feel guilty?
Yes. But I am picking it up,
well,
John.
What is Amy doing? By the way, Amy, driving? No, so, okay, you're in the Uber. Is Amy...
Complicit is the word you're looking for. Complicit,
right.
Yes.
Is she reprimanding you or trying to talk you out of this decision?
Well, listen, when I want food late night, I'm going to get food late night.
What were you going
Amy's
to get?
A poor job.
I don't know. But then I got
was
it.
Amy going to get two
Big Macs? I got it for breakfast the next morning. Delivery.
Hold on. Got McDonald's delivered?
Yeah.
Well, that was my first question.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just call
Uber Eats or something?
Yeah, or DoorDash or whatever.
And like, Was he going to the McDonald's near Temple? That's the only one I can think of.
Oh, Nova.
Nova. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, near Nova.
Yeah, it's college students. What does he think is going on at that time of night?
But why are you taking an Uber? Like, I don't understand why you don't just get it delivered.
Unless he was Ubering home from somewhere.
And then they stopped on the way?
Yeah, but even that, like, you know, I would know, even I think Fritz would know, around on campus, the restaurants at that time of night are filled with college students.
The other thing
they're either going there after leaving the bar or they're powering up before they go to the bar. You know what I mean? Put something on your stomach before you go to the bar and drink.
Well, and how does Mr. you know, sense of stomach over there, how is he metabolizing McDonald's at 11:30 at night and then taking the Uber home? I had to kick him right out of my Uber at that moment.
And then to come back.
Or put on a diaper.
And still order it in the morning.
Yeah.
This is the competition. Again, this is what I'm dealing with.
If it's not the fries, I'm good on McDonald's.
Yeah. I haven't had it.
Yeah, McDonald's fries are still good.
Yeah.
I used to love the breakfast.
The second most ridiculous.
Oh, mind the breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast is good. Yeah. Little McGriddle. Yeah. The second most ridiculous thing I heard on the morning show this week is, now, Richie seems like his dad was a little tough on him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So this happened this morning, and Richie, listen to the way he weighed himself and where he did it. Here's the back and forth.
You got bigger, right? Am I remembering this right?
Well, I kept eating the way I always ate. I was no longer exercising the way I wanted to, but I was still eating the way I always ate. And oh, lo and behold, now I can drink beer and not have to worry about it the next day. Oh, this is great. So that's a lot of extra calories. And suddenly, within a year of retiring, my dad told me, "You look disgusting." My dad said to me, "Look at yourself in the mirror. You're gigantic. You should be embarrassed. You must weigh 300 pounds. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Come on, Dad. That's a little harsh."
Right.
And then I stepped on the scale at the airport that they weigh the bags on the next time. I was picking
Did you say, "Can I step on the scale here?"
I didn't ask.
I just stepped on it.
And then I was like, "You know what? It says 305. There's no way that's right. They calibrate it heavy just so everyone has to pay extra."
Wow.
305, man.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday. I think it was on yesterday's show I mentioned that he said he was much bigger after the FFR.
Now, John played at like 240.
But that was big.
No, that's, I mean, hell yeah. I mean, that's what the fullbacks look like back in those days, 240, 250. So that's a lot of weight he put on.
A lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight he put on.
Well, he said the other thing that he went through, I think he's told us on the air, is that when he, you know, your body goes through a lot of, when you play that position, like a lot of pain.
Yeah,
he said
he
wasn't using the stuff to get rid of the pain anymore.
Oh, he didn't do the Toradol and all that stuff?
All that stuff once he was retired. Right. So, like, even moving around was, like, he was in pain all the time, too. It sounded terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we talk about football being like a damn car wreck and his crash course. Well, he played the position that it actually was that the majority
every play.
Yeah.
Yeah, every play.
I just wish I could envision him just jumping on the scale at the airport.
Yes.
Without even asking.
It's a very Richie thing to do.
It's definitely a Richie thing.
And now he's built like a slot receiver. So it all
looks good now.
Yeah,
he does. Now, number one, the most ridiculous thing I heard on the morning show this week is actually something that Ike heard. And again, they live on a different planet. I'm not sure what planet it is, but apparently no one eats fried chicken sandwiches anymore.
You don't see fried chicken much anymore, and that's a health thing. But you don't see, you know, that was a staple. You know, growing up, fried chicken.
I see, well, you're right about the fried chicken, though. Man, it was like an art form. I remember the first time I had fried chicken as a small child.
What?
I couldn't imagine anything tasting better than that.
It's glorious.
I couldn't believe it. It was hot and juicy, and holy cow, this explosion of
flavor.
And the
crunch.
Why can't I eat that for every meal, Mom and Dad?
You're still there.
There's this place in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania called Red Barn. And it hasn't been there since 1980, but it was delicious.
Reason Richie... you can't have it every meal is you'd be dead by now.
Oh, totally.
Totally. No doubt.
What?
Does Richie think that they got rid of that place in 80 and there's no more fried chicken?
The last place to ever serve fried chicken.
First of all, from fried chicken sandwich perspective, we just had that
Popeyes thing. Over it, yes.
The Wendy's and the Popeyes.
Yes, it was COVID.
Yeah, it was insane. That was just a couple of years ago. Yep. And Ike's a TikToksman like me. I see people eating fried chicken on TikTok
all the time.
And now those Korean fried chicken places are all over the place now, and that's a big thing. What world are they in that fried chicken is not a thing anymore?
Yeah.
We're talking about the same guy, by the way, who didn't know how many wings were on a chicken. Is that that's true.
That is,
didn't know whether there were four wings or two wings on a chicken.
Well, and the pillar of health, you know, talking about.
Oh, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
If you ate fried chicken.
Dude, there's fried chicken all over the place.
You don't see it anymore.
Yeah,
you don't see fried chicken anymore. It's one of the most like popular sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I thought that was
interesting listening to them talk about fried chicken like it was some sort of foreign meal.
Yes.
That you can't find
anywhere.
Do you
remember? It's like us talking about a show, like Taxi.
Yeah.
You know, the show from the 1980s. Yes. Like, do you remember fried chicken? Oh, it was so good.
Oh man. That's a weird group of guys, man.
Really weird.
Yeah, it is, man.
And Rhea has been infected by them, obviously, as well. The hell's going
on? She tries to maintain the sanity on the show, but you're right. I think she may have been infected by those guys.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well. Yoshi and Brewery Town.
Oh, yo!
Wow, you're on WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Man, Spike, Big Ike. I'm sorry, sexy voice Ike. Thank you, baby. What's poppin'?
What up, yo? Long time no hear, brother.
What's up, baby? You know, I'm in that change of season schedule, man, so I get off a little bit later, and it's like hit or miss if I'm... So I got to come home. I got to lift them weights to get them two-a-days in. I'm looking.
He's getting ready for the summer. Yeah, he's getting ready for tank top season.
Hey, a couple times I'm going to take that trash out with my shirt on. My wife's going to have to scream at me. Them ladies going to be looking, boy. They going to be looking at this old man, old Sewell, walking out the door. No, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Y'all, Cass. Man, I listen to y'all every day, though. I be texting Jack a lot of times during the show.
Yeah.
Like, keep that energy, boy. I like. Shut up, boy. See, y'all talking. Yeah. See?
Hit me with a shut up.
So, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know I'm telling you to shut up. I love you. Hey, y'all out there, I love Spike. Don't come to me telling me tomorrow what's name. Y'all's happy I told him to shut up. That's all love. So that's the huge bike. To shut up. I love when you argue with Spike. I'm always fucking good, though. Hey, but keep that energy, that 0-1, that means we go on 1-0 if we play them, Ike. Stop letting Elliot get to you because I'll be sitting there listening. I was like, you don't like Jalen. You really don't. But then I had to say, he right, though. Jalen was playing suspect throughout the year because I was even texting Jack. Like, Jack, I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
I remember.
Yeah, I was. But, you know, I'm a Jalen guy.
Yeah.
You got to stop letting that boy mess with you. Hey, Spike, almond milk with cinnamon toast crunch, honey nut and O's, and daggone Cheerio. Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Honey Nut Cheerios. Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah, the milk at the end of the cereal for those cereals. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially if you like me and yourself, almond milk drinkers. It tastes real. I mean, my wife don't like because Honey Nut Cheerios, they give me a little gas, you know what I'm saying? It ain't fun under the covers, boy. It is not fun. Hey, I ain't doing it on air. That's all that counts. I ain't doing it on air. Hey, I think it was last week y'all was talking about leading men. I was calling up that day with him, but then I got sidetracked. Stuart Scott was a great leading man. Let me touch on that real quick. Stuart Scott was my leading man if I got that answer off that day. And, you better not lose to this daggone thumb puppet. I'm telling you, man.
Thumb puppet.
Cameron is a tasty-looking thumb puppet. You better not lose to him. And y'all better boost him up. I mean, I listen to them. I give them 30 minutes in the morning. That's my drive into work. And we already winning. I'm going to say we because, you know, I'm a foxhole guy. Whether I call in last week, next week, 3 weeks from now. What's the name? We winning already because you are in their head every day. And we only talk about them responding to them talking about us. Jack, you better not lose this fight. I swear, boy, you might as well just get fat again because I'm going to talk trash about you. And that's just going to be some extra ammo by you being fat again. Mm-mm. You better not lose this fight.
No, this is like it would be like the 1980 hockey team.
Yeah, you have to crush him.
It better be.
You have to sweep him.
You do, and I agree with Spike. Don't go in there thinking, oh, I got it. You know, what's the name? Look at that thumb puppet. I can beat him. What's the name? You better not lose against the thumb puppet. You better not. And my favorite food, I don't know if Spike said it, but I'm like Spike. I eat oatmeal every day. I love me some oatmeal. Got to have some oatmeal. And looking at them comments on YouTube, Spike, they be killing you, boy. You probably do push-ups like a woman on your knees.
I don't.
I'd be ready to come in there and just go to war for you, but I was like, nah, I don't like that telecommunication argument. I ain't going in there saying nothing.
Well, I don't deal with the YouTube comments. Here's my thing with the push-ups. Any day I wanted to, I could just take video of myself doing it, but I feel like it ruins it now if I just end it. You know, like if I just end it,
right,
then it's over. I sort of like the mystery of it now, but I could at any point. I thought about this morning because today was a push-up day and I'm like, you know, when I'm on my walk, I should take video of this, just tweet it out and it's over. But I kind of like the mystery.
And, you know, it's kind of cool. I should come down there on a Friday, and me and you just bang out as many push-ups as you can bang out while I'm still going, and we just shut them up. They said you only can do, like, 5 at a time and stuff like that.
I do 50 at a time.
You got to shut them up, Spike. Yeah.
I will. Eventually, I will. 50? 50 at a clip. That's what I do.
Work, baby. That's life work.
Well, look, I'm not you.
I'm busy while I'm urinating.
Yeah. Whoa.
I got to get you right.
What the hell are you doing?
Why would you do that when you're urinating?
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah. Is your toilet on the floor?
Yeah.
Nah, I think you do this all the time.
You put a tarp down or something?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. You know what? Let me talk about this real quick. I've been watching a show on Amazon Prime called Naked Dating in the UK.
Dude, you got issues.
Gracious, yeah. This guy. You got
too much free time.
Naked Dating in the UK.
Why is that a show?
Hey, boy, don't win. Hey, when you get off that roof, you got to strip down. And I'm telling you, don't UK women be. Gracious God, all right, boy, you know, man, my wife walked in, she's like, what you looking at? I was like, check it out. Oh, my goodness. I'm here, man. Okay. It keeps me alive. The more I look at it, the more I'm ready to go, and she ready to sell. Y'all cats, baby.
All right, Yosh.
All right, Yosh. See you, man.
It's great to hear him.
Yeah, well, it was
a, weeks, right?
Yeah, it was at least a couple weeks. I can't remember the last time we heard from him, but he came in hot, you know, called us all on the carpet, me, you, Jack, mm-hmm. of course. Jack, are you going to train at all for the DeCamera thing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to play some basketball. Probably play some rounds of golf.
Okay.
I already got some tennis people reaching out if I need to do some tennis.
We need
I
a
just
date.
Want the date. Like, I want the date.
Well.
Yeah, he needs. You need to date that we're going to do it so you know
how long set up your schedule of training
and this and that. Yeah.
The father of two, Spike.
Yeah.
Well, is Roddy convention back? Can we get a date?
He's probably got another free trip he's got to go on. Yeah. He's on his docket, I'm sure.
Yeah, Roddy Vegas back there.
Seriously.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing?
Lock in, Rod.
Although he
doesn't even need a blue chew right now because Trout went yard twice. And he's already trying to lay the groundwork for Ask Out Trout.
Dude, I'm going to be 60 and he's still going to be
Ask Out Trout.
He's still going to be waiting for this Trout promotion.
Trout fishing?
Yeah. When do you think Trout gets hurt and he's out for the next two to 3 months?
I give it a nice 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's got four home runs, right?
He had two today.
So he's got six.
Yeah, he's heating up.
Wow, playing right field. Right field Trout.
Exactly right.
You think that's going to extend his
career?
He's got
six on the season?
Yeah.
I think he's got six, yeah.
Wow.
He had four coming into today.
Yeah, he's got two today.
Yeah.
Now they're playing in a minor league park. Down
I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
So both minor league parks are a launching pad.
Yeah, if you're Tampa Bay.
If you're looking for overs,
the
A's park Tampa, and the Rays park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the A's are still playing in Northern California or are they playing in Vegas at this tiny stadium?
No, they're in Sacramento.
Sacramento, that's right. Yeah. That's where they are. Yeah. And then are they going to be in Vegas next year?
No, I think they're in Sacramento until 26.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's next year.
Okay.
So through 26. Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I can't believe 2026 is so close. We were talking about this before the show. So next year, we're going to have the PGA Championship here. We're going to have the NCAA tournament here. We're going to have the All-Star game here for Major League Baseball. Like, there's the FIFA World Cup. And 2026 in Philadelphia is on fire.
Mm. It'll be busy here next year.
It's going to be a big year for the show.
Yeah.
Philadelphia will be the city. The center of everybody's focus
off
next
of
year.
What's it called?
Hold on, but what is the year called? It's not the bicentennial.
The 250th year of America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the one we're sticking with.
It's something. There's an actual name.
Are we going to have to talk a little footy on the show? You're going to have to talk soccer because of the World Cup or whatever?
Listen, Elliot's going to be shining during that time.
Oh, but he doesn't really know soccer. he just knows more than we do. So we can't call him on anything.
Well, yeah.
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 I know that whole bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We have the final update for today, the Ike Reese Masters update that is coming up next.
More movement.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.